Report: Migrants attack two New Yorkers after throwing objects at pedestrians. By John Binder on July 23, 2023. A group of migrants, staying in a taxpayer-funded shelter, are accused of violently attacking two New Yorkers who intervened to stop them from throwing objects at pedestrians. In late May, Mayor Eric Adams, D., announced plans to begin housing border crossers and illegal aliens at the former Lincoln Correctional Center, a 10,000-square-foot facility. The jail was closed in 2019 by then-Governor Andrew Cuomo, D. Related video: Venezuelan migrant living good life at New York City taxpayers' expense. A group of migrants staying at the old jail were caught throwing objects at pedestrians on Sunday morning, according to the New York Post. When two New Yorkers sought to intervene, they were brutally attacked by the migrants, police said. The first man, 35 years old, confronted the migrants but was allegedly kicked and punched in response. The man tried to run away to safety, but the group of migrants took off after him and eventually pushed him through a glass door, an eyewitness told the Post. A second man, 41 years old, also tried to intervene but was similarly beaten up. New York Police Department, NYPD, officers arrested one of the migrants but were unable to locate two other suspects as they rode off on scooters. Related video: Dem NYC councilman. We need remain in Mexico. We can't pay for migrants while they wait 10 years for asylum hearings. Everything was good until that asylum building came, a resident living close to the jail-turned-migrant shelter told the Post. Since the spring of last year, more than 90,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in sanctuary New York City. The majority, about 55,000, are living off local taxpayers in city-run hotel rooms, shelters, and other facilities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.